Broadband Access for Everyone by Elizabeth Parks, President and CMO, Park Associates. Consumers' dependency on good, reliable, and speedy broadband service cannot be overstated. In various respects, broadband access has become essential to people's lives. It's a key to modern living. Broadband access is critical for providing entertainment, communications, contact to vital services, and education services. Reliable and accessible broadband services drive benefits that enhance the individual's quality of life in so many ways. Faster available broadband speeds have come online for most individuals across the United States. Simultaneously, many consumers may not adequately understand the advantages of faster speeds since their existing router isn't managing the distribution of Wi-Fi coverage efficiently. The benefits of a faster broadband speed should not be difficult for some providers to communicate to consumers. After all, different in-home usage models, video game streaming, gaming, productivity applications, and more, can wreak havoc with the needs of different people living under the same roof. What's more, the varied construction of both new legacy homes, coupled with the rising number of Wi-Fi Connect IoT devices, often creates a frustrating broadband experience in many households. Wi-Fi challenges in the typical home are many. Cybersecurity threats, mainly hacking, have become commonplace and are not often identified until a breach occurs. Once restricted to businesses, schools, healthcare entities, and government agencies, ransom attacks can occur at the consumer level. With so many connected devices in U.S. broadband households, unsecured IoT devices with poor default password security protocols have exacerbated the situation. The current landscape, coupled with dramatic shifts in remote work and learning, offers significant and compelling business opportunities for service providers. Contributing to the broadband messaging challenge has been a lack of urgency from technology companies, particularly streaming devices, to encourage faster broadband speeds, and from government and industry players to update the definition of broadband speeds. Most industry experts characterize the 2015 Federal Communications Commission FCC definition of broadband as insufficient and nearsighted. The statement by the FCC defined high-speed broadband as download speeds up to 25 megabits per second and upload speeds of 3 megabits per second, 25 over 3 megabits per second. The technical definition of broadband matters because it serves as the federal government goal, which certifies that affordable high-speed broadband is obtainable to the bulk of the population. Parks Associate estimates that 111 million U.S. households will have some level of broadband access by the year end of 2021. While this represents the vast majority of American households, there are still 11% of households that don't have broadband access, a situation particularly dire in rural locations and communities. This have-not segment of unconnected households is disproportionately older, more rural, and less educated with lower income levels compared to fully connected households. Some states are making significant infrastructure investments in rural areas to improve broadband speeds. This coverage gap has persisted despite broadband providers reporting a breakout year in terms of new residential and small business subscriptions. As per Parks Associates estimates, U.S. broadband providers added 5.2 million residential and small business subscribers during 2021. during 2022, sorry, and an additional 1.6 million in the first quarter of 2021. A growing concern is the aging legacy DSL and even dial-up infrastructure still common throughout the US, which has been largely ignored in favor of higher speed fiber developments. However, fiber is not profitable in many lower density locations, or locations in that will require considerable effort to trench and run new lines. New companies and new approaches to internet access at home have arisen to help solve the coverage gap. Solutions range from ambitious low Earth orbit satellite constellations such as SpaceX's Starlink, which targets rural areas, to wireless internet service providers such as Boston-based Starry. Starry is making use of microwave backhaul and beamforming technology in order to offer higher quality and higher speed services. MNOs such as T-Mobile US are using their mobile networks to power fixed hotspots in consumers' homes, a new breed of small ISPs that significantly target the MDU space is also emerging, installing equipment and running connections between building and larger networks, but without necessarily owning substantial infrastructure of its own.